When you first look at this piano, you might think it's just an old piano. However, if you look at it closely, you can see it is much more. As a pianist, I was intrigued by this piece. Who played it? Who made it? How old is it? I was also drawn to it through the small details placed in the sides and in the music stand. I think it really adds a nice touch and makes it unique. This piano was made by a man called Carl Bechstein, who was a piano maker and started a company called C. Bechstein Pianoforte, which still exists today. At the time, the Bechstein pianos were very well known with the richer sounds. Many composers wrote music specifically for these pianos due to the difference in quality of sound. Claude Debussy once said, "Piano music should only be written for the Bechstein." This piano was played by Franz Liszt, which was made expressively for the last grand tour in 1886 before he died a few months later. He was an amazing Hungarian composer, pianist, conductor, music teacher, arranger, and organist during the Romantic period. Franz Liszt is famous for enhancing performances with gestures and facial expressions, and greatly popularized piano solos. Throughout his life, he particularly favored the Bechstein over other pianos. After his death, the piano made its way to the Spencer Museum, where it is still played for special events. Modern pianos have a much higher quality of sound, but in a way have become less of an art and more business. Some people prefer the modern sleek look, but I think it is great to look at the detail put into older pianos. Whether it's Liszt's facial expressions or the piano itself, I think it is a great reminder to take some time and appreciate the small details in life. This has been Casey Kong with another Bulldog Art Tour.